大家早安。今天我们讲以赛亚书53章的第二部分。这是一个最重大的、最伟大的预言。
Okay, and this one reason it's considered the greatest prophecy is because more people have probably come to Christ on this verse than any other on this chapter.
它是最伟大的预言的原因之一，是几乎很多人都因为这一篇话语成为了基督徒。
Because it is the gospel in the Old Testament.
因为它是旧约里的福音。
And that's what we're going to look at this morning.
所以今天早上我们就要看这个第二部分。
Okay, and some of you got some notes, and if you didn't, they'll be online. You can just go online and get them.
我手中有些讲义哈。
Later in the week.
那教会每次呢都会在礼拜五秘书来的时候把这个讲义放到教会的网站上。
Okay, but let's start with a word of prayer.
那我们先从祷告来开始。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word.
天父，我们要感谢你的话语。
And we thank you for preserving it for us so we can hold it in our hand today.
我们也感谢你将它保存下来，好让我们今天手中可以拿着它。
We pray you help us see just how amazing it is.
也帮助我们看见它是多么的奇妙。
And that you wrote it so we could have faith to trust Jesus for our salvation.
你写下来，好让我们对耶稣基督的救恩有信心。
So we pray your Holy Spirit will come now.
我们求主你的圣灵来到我们中间。
And guide us into your truth.
引导我们进入你的真理。
Make your word come alive for us.
请你的话语对我们来说能够活过来。
So we can see Jesus in all his glory.
好让我们看到基督以及他所有的荣耀。
And trust him as our Savior.
信任他为我们的救主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So first we're going to do a literal review since it's been a couple of weeks since part one.
首先我们要做一个很快的复习哈，因为第一部分是几个上个月讲的。
Okay. First we want to realize that what Isaiah was commanded to write was supposed to be forever.
上帝吩咐以赛亚所写下来的话语呢，应该是要存到永远的。
Right. God commanded them, now go write it before them in a table and note it in a book.
上帝吩咐以赛亚说：“信经你去，在他们面前将这话刻在板上，写在书上。”
That it might be for the time to come, forever and ever.
以便流传后世，直到永永远远。
So when we realize that Isaiah wrote this 700 BC,
就我们明白，当以赛亚书在纪元前700年写下这卷书的时候。
You should be amazed that God has preserved it for us today.
所以你应该很惊讶地发现，上帝将它保存，一直留到今天。
Yeah, we got hard copies, as we're going to see, that are over 2,000 years old.
我们手上也可以看到，大概在2000年以前被发现的这个以赛亚书的抄本。
But God says these prophecies are going to be preserved forever.
上帝说这些预言会要保存到永远。
They're so amazing, we're going to continue studying them in heaven.
所以他们的奇妙呢，好让我们在天堂还要继续的研究。
And It's the greatest prophecy ever because it answers life's greatest question.
它是历史上最伟大的预言，是因为它解决回答人生最重要的问题。
And that question is, how can a sinner be right with a holy God so as to escape eternal hell and enter eternal glory?
它回答的问题就是，罪人如何在上帝面前成为一个对的人，能够逃避永恒的地狱？而且进入永恒的荣耀。
There's no important question you will answer in this life.
没有一个比这个问题更需要得到答案的。
How can I know I'm right with my Creator?
我怎么知道在造物主面前我是一个对的人呢？
How can I know for sure when I leave this world, glory is waiting for me?
我怎么能够确知当我离开这个世界的时候，荣耀等着我？
Well, that's what this prophecy was written for, so you could know.
那这个预言就是为了这个目的写下来，好让我们知道。
There's also great archaeological proof for the truth of this prophecy.
考古也有许多的证明来证实以赛亚书写的预言。
As we pointed out, they have found the, you know, in Chinese you have your chop, right? Well, this was Isaiah's chop and Hezekiah's chop.
就像我们中国人有印章，那考古已经发现了以赛亚还有西西家王的这个印章。
And they found them in Jerusalem, and they're both 2,700 years old.
他们在耶路撒冷发现，而这两个印章都有2,700年的历史。
Yeah, one says Isaiah on it, and the other one says Hezekiah, king.
一个上面写了以赛亚，另外一个写西西家王。
Okay. So we have great archaeological support.
所以我们也有考古学的支持。
In fact, one of the most famous archaeologists in Israel ever.
事实上，以色列的最伟大的一个犹太考古家呢。
He said it can be stated categorically that there is no archaeological discovery that has ever controverted a biblical reference.
他说我们可以非常绝对的宣称，没有任何考古学的发现可以使圣经的这个提到的事情呢，使它成为一个争议。
Right now, this is amazing when you think about it.
当你这去想的时候呢，非常的奇妙。
Okay. To this day, there is not one unquestionable find of archaeology that has ever disproved anything in the Bible.
他说，直到今天，从来还没有发现一个考古学的东西来证明圣经的记录是错误的。
I know, you're thinking about something.
我知道你现在想一些事情。
Hollywood loves to take these so-called discoveries and make them sound like they disprove the Bible.
好莱坞很希望把某个发现用来引那个是反证圣经。
And they make the news because the media loves anything that'll go against Christianity.
这个媒体呢就非常喜欢这样的新闻哈，任何反对圣经的事情他们都要大爆特爆。
But they'll never put on TV again to show you the whole thing was a hoax.
所以他们不会再在电视上给你说明这个的整个事情都是一个假造。
There's never been one unquestionable or one proven archaeological find that has ever disproven one thing in the Bible.
所以这位犹太考古学家说，从来没有任何考古学的发现能够使圣经的这个记录质疑或是造成问题。
Okay, so now prophecy is the greatest irrefutable proof that the Bible.Has been written by the one true God.
那另外呢，预言也是圣经是全能上帝的话语，最伟大没有办法驳斥的证据。
Okay, and we gave out some notes last time.
上次我也给大家一些讲义。
You have them there online, and I have 3 copies for anybody that wants them that didn't get them last time.
好，上次你没有拿到的话，屏幕上有三份。
Okay, but just in this chapter 53.
单单在以赛亚书第53章。
We have 36 different prophecies.
有36个不同的预言。
And we find their fulfillment written in the New Testament.
他们的应验就在新约记录下来。
In over 150 different verses.
在150节不同的经文当中。
And this prophecy is mentioned in 9 different Old Testament books and 17 different New Testament books.
这一章的预言在9卷的旧约和17卷新约里面都确实应验出来。
Such prophecy could only have been written by a sovereign, all-knowing, eternal being that lives outside our time domain.
那这些预言是可能是在我们的时间领域之外，一位全能、全知、永恒的。
And as I said before, Christians need to be aware of this.
所以我曾经也提过，好，基督徒必须明白这件事情。
There is no other book on the face of the earth.
世界上没有任何其他一本书。
It has documented prophecy in it.
有它记录下来的预言。
Where you can prove it was written hundreds of years before.
你可以证明它大概很几百年以前就写下来。
And then you can prove hundreds of thousands of years later it was fulfilled.
而且一百年或千年之后，它记录下来它的应验。
This is the only book on earth that has prophecy in it.
这是世界上唯一一本有预言的书。
Okay.And a fulfilled prophecy is the single greatest test to know if a religion is true or not.
应验了的预言呢，是测验信仰真伪最好的试金石。
God says, "For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me."
在以赛亚书说，你们要敬念上古的，是因为我是神，并无别神。我是神，再也没有能比我的。
Declaring the end from the beginning.
我从起初指明末后的事。
And from ancient times, things that are not yet done.
从古时言明未成的事。
And in this book, you get the beginning of history, and you get the end of history as well.
在圣经当中，我们看到世界的起初，也看到世界的末了。
And in between, we have thousands of different prophecies that were written and then fulfilled.
在这两者之间，有上千个预言写下来，而且又应验。
Christians need to be aware this is a powerful argument. How do you know Christianity is true? It's the only one that has
prophecy. 所以基督徒要明白预言的重要性。当然问你，你可以怎么可以证明圣经是真的呢？预言就是其中之一。
This is the Museum of the Dead Sea Scrolls in Israel.
这是以色列死海古卷的博物馆。
I bought this over there.
我在那边买了这个东西。
And this is called the Shrine of the Book.
它就叫做圣书的殿堂。
And it was designed this way for a special reason.
它这么的设计有特别的原因。
It's designed to show the spiritual battle between light and darkness.
它的设计哈就表明在黑暗跟光明之间的一个对抗。
Okay. Because they realize one book has all of God's truth in it and only God's truth.
他们明白有一本书里面拥有上帝的真理。
But there is a spiritual warfare in our world to try and convince you not to believe God's truth.
但是世界上有一个属灵的战争，要使你相信上帝的话不是真的。
And that's why they designed it with that black wall.
这就是为什么那边有一面黑墙。
And inside that white building there.
但是在那个白色的殿堂里面
is a copy of Isaiah,
就是以赛亚书的一个抄本
and it's 2,200 years old and you can buy a little model. Okay, and that's written 200 years before Jesus came to earth.
那这本抄本是耶稣来到世间之前200年所抄下来的
and it's a whole copy of Isaiah.
就是以赛亚书全部的抄本
and it matches exactly the one in our Bible.
跟我们现在使用圣经里面以赛亚书完全一样
Now the thing is, to prove prophecy, you need a written record recorded long before the prophecies are fulfilled.
那证明一个预言的真实呢，它必须在没有应验之前早很多很多年就先写下来
Well, here we have a written record.Written 200 year hard copy 200 years before Christ came to earth.
而这个以赛亚书的抄本藏在这个博物馆里呢，是耶稣主纪元前200年左右写下来的。
And then you need a written history that proves the prophecies were fulfilled exactly as they were written.
但是你也需要有一本写下来的历史来证明这些预言的应验。
And that's what we got in the New Testament.
那在新约里面就有许多。
They match perfectly.
他们很好的对称。
Especially as we look at Isaiah 53.
特别是当我们看到以赛亚书第53章的描写。
Now let's look at this scripture here.
好，那我们现在看看以赛亚书的经文。
It starts, "Behold my servant."
看哪，我的仆人。
He shall be exalted and extolled and very high.
他必被高举上升，而且成为至高。
Now when God says, "Behold."
当上帝说看哪的时候。
He says, give me your attention, there's something unusual here.
他说你就要注意咯，有些不寻常的事情要发生。
And the unusual thing is, a servant's usually poor, they're a nobody, they're living for somebody else.
非常不特别的一件事情就是仆人通常都是一个非常低微的人，他们不重要。
And we know Jesus was the servant of Jehovah, the servant of the Lord.
我们也晓得耶稣就是耶和华的仆人。
But Jehovah's servant, he's going to be exalted and very high.
但是这个仆人要被高举上升，而且非常高。
Right, it's worth it to serve God.
所以服侍神是值得的。
And we know he was exalted, the ascension, he ascended up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God.
我知道新约记载耶稣升天，然后坐在上帝的右边。
Now the thing is, if you decide to be a servant of God,
所以假如你决定要做神的仆人
you have the same guarantee.
上帝也给你同样的保证
So you'll be looked down upon in this world because they look down upon servants of God.
虽然在世界上或许人家轻视你，因为一般人都轻视仆人。
The day is coming when you will sit down with Jesus on His throne. He promised us that.
但是耶稣答应我们是有一天我们会与他一同坐在宝座上。
You humble yourself and serve God now.
你现在谦卑自己来服侍神的话。
God's going to exalt you like He exalted Jesus, and you will be raised up and ascended into heaven.
神会使你升高，好像他升高主耶稣一样。
As we said, you can know for sure where you're going to spend eternity.
在哪里过永恒。
You're either serving God or serving the devil. There's no in between.
如果你不是服侍神，你可能就在服侍撒旦哈，没有中间地带。
But the greatest glory is fulfilled in Jesus.
但是这最大的荣耀呢，在耶稣基督身上已经应验了。
God raised Christ from the dead and set him at His own right hand in the heavenly places.
神使基督从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Far above all principality and power and might and dominion.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的。
Nobody higher than Jesus in this universe.
所以在整个宇宙当中，没有人高过耶稣。
But this servant obtains the greatest glory by means of the greatest suffering.
但是这位仆人是因为最大的苦难而获得最高的荣耀。
I know all of us, this room has, I'm sure, thousands of stories of things that you've suffered in your life.
我想在我们在座当中人都可以分享很多很多个人受苦的经历。
Okay. We're told about Jesus, many were astonished that his visage was so marred more than any man.
圣经说耶稣很多人因他惊奇，因为他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
And his form didn't even look human after he was beaten and crucified.
当他被击打、被钉十字架之后呢，他整个人看起来根本不像一个人了。
But Jesus, after this suffering, God raised him far above every name that is named.
但是耶稣在经过这样的苦难之后，神使他升高，他的名超乎万民之名。
He was suffering for you and me.
他是因为你跟我而受苦。
This suffering.Before the greatest glory perfectly describes our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣在受苦之后才得荣耀和完美了，表现了出我们基督的一生。
And you have a lot of scriptures you can look up on your own, to help verify this in the scripture.
那圣经上还有很多其他的经文记载这件事情。
Now behold our blindness to the glory of Christ.
那第二点呢？看哪？看什么呢？看我们自己看不见基督的荣耀。
In verse 3 it says he is.Despised and rejected of men.
第三节说他被藐视，被人厌弃。
And we hid, as it were, our faces from him.
我们掩面不看他。
He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
他受藐视，我们也不尊重他。
Now here's an amazing thing about God's word.
那上帝的话语哈，有非常奇妙的一件事情是。
God writes His word in such a way.
神把它写下来的方式。
That he forces us to find ourselves in it.
让我们自己看到自己在他的话语当中。
Right, when you're reading this, we hid as it were our faces from
him. 当我们读这段经文时候，说我们
hid our faces.
我们掩面不看他。
Yeah. I'm sure there was a time like that in your life.
我相信在你人生当中也有这样一段时候。
I remember a time when if I saw.We used to call them Jesus freaks when I was in college.
但我在大学的时候，我说有些人，我们称他们说是耶稣为耶稣疯狂的分子。
You knew if you ran into them, they're going to talk to you about Jesus.
好，当你遇到他们，他马上跟你谈耶稣。
Right, and I remember in college, man, I'd see him coming down the street that I was walking.
我记得在大学的时候，我看他从那条路走过来的时候。
And I would deliberately cross the street to the other side so I wouldn't have to run into him.
我就故意的走到另外一条路上去，好让我不要跟他们面对面。
I can't believe I'm a pastor today.
那我不敢相信，我今天竟然做了牧师。
But I used to be blind to the glory of Jesus.
我自己以前也是对耶稣的荣耀瞎眼了。
There was time in my life I rejected him.
在我的人生当中，我也曾经拒绝他。
Just ignored him.
也忽视他。
Right. We've all done that too.
我们都做过这样的事。
We, that's you and me, were blinded.
包括你跟我。
We were blinded to the fact that he was sinless and he was suffering for our salvation.
我们看不见他是一个无罪的神，却是为了我们的罪来受苦。
Then we learned last time that here's the greatest passage on the doctrine of salvation.
那上次我提到，在这段经文当中呢，是圣经最伟大关于救恩是借由代替的这个教义。
If anybody's going to get saved, somebody has to save you.
假如任何人要获救的话呢，必须要有一个人来救他。
You cannot save yourself; it's impossible.
你没有办法自救。
Same thing when you're going through a struggle, even as a Christian.
即使是基督徒，当你经过挣扎的时候，
you can't save yourself.
你没有办法救自己。
You always have to come back to Jesus. He's the Savior. He's the one that saves us.
你一定要回到耶稣的面前，因为他是拯救我们的那一位。
He died to save us from our sin.
他死了，为了拯救我们，脱离我们的罪。
Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
好，他担当我们的忧伤，我们的痛苦。
But He was wounded.
他受伤。
For our transgression,
是为了我们的过犯。
He was bruised,
他压伤。
For our iniquities,
为了我们的罪孽。
The chastisement of our peace,
我们得平安。
Was upon him,
是因为他的痛苦。
And with his stripes,
他受鞭伤。
We are healed,
我们得医治。
And the Lord has laid on him,
上帝把我们的罪。放在他身上。
The iniquity of us all.
把我们众人的罪孽。
Jesus had no sin.
耶稣自己没有罪。
He's dying for our sin.
他是为了我们的罪而死。
Then it says for the transgression of my people.
乃是因我百姓的罪过。
He was stricken.
他被击打。
Lastly, he shall bear.
好，他并承担。
Their iniquity.
我们的罪孽。
You see, my sins have to lie somewhere.
我的罪必须放在一个地方。
Either on me or on Christ.
不是放在我的身上，就是放在基督身上。
R.A. Torrey used to use the illustration.
这个托雷曾经做了一个比方。
He would read these passages in Isaiah 53.
他会读以赛亚书五十三章的经文。
And he tells us, we all start out bearing the burden of our own sin.
他就说，我们每个人起先都承担自己的罪孽。
And that's a heavy burden.
这是非常沉重的担子。
And if you die with that burden on you,
假如我们死的时候才担负着这个担子，
you're going down when you die.
我们就往下走。
But what God does is He takes the sin off us.
但是上帝把这个罪从我们身上挪开。
And He puts it on Jesus.
放在耶稣的身上。
If you ask Him to save you from your sin.
假如你请他把你的罪解救的话，
Now the burden is not on you.
现在这个担子就不在你的身上。
And yes, that burden of sin was so heavy, the Apostles' Creed says he descended into hell.
所以这个担子这么重，圣经上说耶稣下到了阴间。
And then rose again the third day and ascended into heaven.
第三天从死里复活，升到天上。
He paid the penalty of all my sins forever.
他付了我所有罪的一切代价。
So I'm free, and when I die, I know I'm going to heaven.
所以我们得到自由，当我们死的时候呢，我们知道可以确知我们会上天堂。
God alone can remove the guilt and consequences of sin from you and put them on Jesus.
只有上帝好能够将我的罪疚和他的后果从我的身上移到基督的身上。
But you've got to ask Him to do it for me.
但是你要求他为你这么做。
Now here's a question: How can one man die for the sins of the whole world?
一个问题是，为何一个人能够为全世人而死呢？
Well, one reason is because Jesus is God incarnate, the Creator of heaven and earth.
其中一个原因就是因为耶稣是创造天地的上帝，道成肉身。
And a lot of scriptures prove that.
很多经文都证明这一点。
Jesus was God in human flesh.
耶稣是上帝在人的身里面。
God came to earth to save us from our sins.
上帝来到世界上拯救我们的罪。
And here's the thing about God.
有关于上帝有一件事情。
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
耶和华岂有难成的事？
No. So we might have the question, how could one man die for the sins of the whole world?
所以我们或许会问，一个人怎么可能为全世人的罪而死呢？
Not a problem for God.
对上帝来说不是问题。
But let's look at that a little more.
我们看一下。
There's serious implications of being created in the image of God.
按照上帝形象而造有严重的含义。
Okay? Every person, male and female, is created in the image of God.
每一个人都是按照上帝的形象而造的。
Okay? Now, sinning against man created in God's image proves that we would sin against God if He Himself were here in person.
像有形象的人，有上帝形象人犯罪呢，证明我们是向上帝自己犯罪，因为他上帝借着这个人亲自在这里。
Okay, you want proof of that?
你要证明吗？
Well, Jesus was God incarnate.
好，耶稣是上帝道成肉身。
And look how everyone ultimately treated him.
看看每个人最终是怎么样的对待他。
Yeah, sometimes they were excited about him and following him.
有时候他们对他非常的兴奋，好去跟随他。
But ultimately, just about everybody abandoned him.
但是最后，几乎每个人都背弃了他。
So there's time in our life when we just didn't realize who Jesus really was.
所以在我们的人生当中，有时候我们真的不明白耶稣到底是谁。
So every wrong against our fellow man is ultimately against God who created us.
所以我们每一个错在同胞的地方呢，或行为呢，都是冒犯创造我们的上帝。
So there's three presuppositions necessary to understand.How God saves us.
那要明白救恩，明白上帝怎么拯救我们，必须先有三个前提。
First, you have to understand we're created by a holy God.
首先要明白我们是圣洁的上帝所创造的。
You did not evolve by chance over millions and millions of years.
我们不是经过几千里、几亿万年进化的人类。
Scientifically, that's impossible.
好，就科学来说，这是不可能的。
Okay, you're created by a holy God.
我们是。圣洁的神所创造的。
And because God created us for His eternal purposes, we're obligated to obey Him.
那因为上帝为了他自己永恒的目的创造了我们，所以我们有义务来顺从他。
Being Lord, being our Creator,
他就是我们的创造者，所以他是拥有我们的那一位。
Right? He can tell us what to do and what not to do.
他可以告诉我们做什么或是不做什么。
I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for Him.
好，假如不是他的话，我或许就不在这里。
Same way. Would you be here or not if it wasn't for your mother and father?
假如你父母不在的话，你会生下来吗？
I don't see everybody agreeing. Some of you would be here even without your mother or father.
有人可能没有父母亲而来到世上吗？
Now let me ask you, how many of you had to do when you were young? How many of you had to do what your mommy and daddy told you to do?
有多少人小时候必须按照父母亲的旨意来活呢？
Who was the boss?
谁是老板？
You?
你？
Or your mother and father?
还是你的父母亲？
Yeah, and then there's a time you become a teenager, now you start rebelling.
当你到青年时候，你开始反叛。
Well,God created us.
所以上帝创造了我们。
We're supposed to obey Him and listen to Him.
我们应该顺从他，听他的话。
But then we become teenagers.
但是我们后来变成了年轻人。
And we start rebelling against God.
我们开始背叛上帝。
And we think, I know better than God how to live my own life.
想说，哎呀，我比上帝更知道怎么活自己的生活。
And we start doing our own thing.
开始做自己的事。
But because God created us, we must obey. Our Creator rightfully holds us accountable for our thoughts, words, and actions.
所以我们的造物主有合法的权利，要我们为自己的言语、行为、思想负责。
Second, we've all failed to obey our Creator.
第二个，我们都没有顺从我们的造物主。
Right? It says in verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray.
第六节说，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
We've all turned to our own way.
个人偏行己路。
And maybe you're a Christian here today.
或许你已经是基督徒了。
But you're turning to your own way again.
但是你还是走自己的路。
Maybe you stopped reading God's word.
或许你开始不读圣经了。
Maybe you stopped fellowshipping with Christians.
你也不跟基督徒有相交的时候。
And you're going your own way again.
走自己的路。
Instead of surrendering to your Creator and your Lord.
而不是顺从我们的造物主。
Well, if you're going your own way, it's not going to end up very well.
假如我们走自己的路，那这个结果就不会很好。
For best results, follow the instructions of the manufacturer.
要得到最好的结果，就要跟从这个制造商的建议。
God's word and our conscience makes it clear we've all failed to live up to God's demand.
所以上帝的话跟我们自己的心都清楚地说明哈，我们没有活出上帝的标准。
And then thirdly, because all sin is ultimately against God, our salvation must begin and end with God.
好，第三，由于罪至终都是冒犯上帝，所以我们的救恩必须从上帝开始，也在上帝结束。
And that's exactly what the Bible says.
这就是圣经所说的。
David committed murder and adultery.
好，大卫犯了谋杀跟奸淫的罪。
But in Psalm 51, he says, Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight.
这是在诗篇五十一篇，他说我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你的眼前行了这恶。
See, he understood he sinned against people who were created in the image of God.
他知道他冒犯了那些按照神的形象被造的人。
And that's the same as sinning against God.
这就跟冒犯了神是一样的。
See, we're all accountable to God for our sins.
所以我们的罪都要向神负责。
Because Jesus is God incarnate, He can forgive sins on behalf of God.
那耶稣是上帝的道成肉身，所以他能够代表上帝赦免。
That's why one of the foundational beliefs of a Christian is you believe Jesus is God. You believe in the Trinity.
所以基督教一个很基本的信念就是说，你必须相信耶稣是上帝，他是神的儿子。
Jesus came to earth to forgive us all the sins we committed against our Creator.
耶稣来到世界上，赦免我们所有冒犯上帝的一切事。
This is why God can forgive all my sins when I believe Christ died on the cross.
这就是为什么当我相信耶稣，死在十字架上担负我的罪恶的时候呢，我能够得救。
Now here's one of the greatest revelations in the Bible.
而现在这边是圣经上最伟大的一个预言，就是看哪，上帝的羔羊。
Okay, let's read verse 7.
我们读第七节。
He was oppressed.
他被压伤。
And he was afflicted.
他被
afflicted.
他被欺压。
Okay, and yet he opened not his mouth.
他在受苦的时候不开口。
He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter.
他像羊羔被牵到宰杀。
And as a sheep before her shearers is dumb.
就像羊在剪毛人的手下无声。
So he openeth not his mouth.
他也是这样不开口。
Okay, seven times it's revealed here that this lamb is really a man.
那七次在这里提示出这个羔羊其实是一个人。
Okay. Here's the cause for which Jesus came into the world.
也就是因为这个原因，耶稣来到世界上。
He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter.
他像羊羔被带到宰杀之地。
They really brutalized him.
他们对他非常的残忍。
Pictures can't do it justice.
这个图画还不能够完全表达。
But when they put that crown of thorns on him, you wouldn't have been able to see his face through all the blood.
但是他们把这个荆棘冠冕放在他头上的时候呢，他的脸应该是流了所有的血。
Then when they whipped him with this whip here, his whole body would have been.
当他们用这个刺的鞭子打他的时候呢，他的肉都被拔出来了。
That's why he tells us in Isaiah he's beaten beyond recognition as a man.
这就是为什么以赛亚说哈，说他被击打、苦待的时候呢，我们没有办法认出他的。
Behold, the Lamb dies in the sinner's place, in our place.
看哪，羔羊代替罪人而死。
He's taken from prison and from judgment.
他受欺压和审判。
He dies because of the injustice of man and a man's government.
是因为人的不公正，还有政府的不公义。
He was perfectly innocent, yet they deliver him up to be crucified.
他完全的无辜无罪，但是他们有意的把他交出来钉十字架。
But even with this injustice, it's going to turn out all right because he's the Lord's servant.
好，那这些不公平、不公义坐在耶稣身上呢？他因为他是主的仆人。
And even if you are suffering some injustice in your life,
所以即使我们自己在人生当中遭遇了一些不公正的待遇，
if you're the Lord's servant,
假如你是神的仆人的话，
you know it's going to eventually turn out all right.
你知道至终一切都会平安。
Behold, the Lamb dies in the sinner's place.
看那羔羊代替罪人而死。
For he's cut off out of the land of the living.
圣经说他从活人之地被剪除。
For the transgression of my people, he was stricken.
他受鞭打是因我百姓的罪过。
The lamb is irrefutable proof of the Bible's supernatural inspiration.
羔羊这件事情呢，是圣经超自然的启示，没有办法驳斥的证据。
This doctrine of salvation by a perfect substitutionary sacrifice is found throughout the Bible.
那圣经一贯性、连贯的呢，都提出是借着羔羊替代我们的死。我们得到救恩。
It's supernaturally and progressively revealed throughout the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
它从创世纪到启示录都超自然而且渐进的启示出来。
In all 66 books written by 40 different human writers over 1600 years, the story of the Lamb is the same.
从66卷书40位作者经过1600年的写作，羔羊一致。其实同样的永恒救恩的计划。
Let's look at it.
我们看一看。
See, some of you got this in English here. Okay. When was the very first sacrifice in the Bible?
圣经上第一次献祭出现在什么地方？
Genesis 3:21 down there.
在创世纪三章二十一节。
Remember Adam and Eve sinned.
记得亚当跟夏娃犯罪了。
And are you going to see Adam and Eve in heaven?
我们在天堂会看到亚当跟夏娃吗？
Do you want to? After, I mean, look at all the trouble they caused us.
你想见到他们吗？看看他为我们造成所有的这些麻烦。
Okay, how do you know you're going to see Adam and Eve in heaven?
你怎么知道你在天堂会看到他们呢？
Because in Genesis 3:21 it says, and God made what? Coats and covered their nakedness.
因为在创世纪上三章二十一节告诉我们，上帝为他们。穿上羊毛羊皮的衣服。
And it becomes obvious it was the skin of a lamb.
就是羊的皮。
Okay, so that's the first sacrifice in the Bible.
这是圣经上第一个献祭。
And who made it?
是谁做的呢？
God himself.
上帝自己做成的。
And you know who's going to make the last sacrifice a man's ever going to need?
而人类所需要的最后一个祭物是谁献上的呢？
God himself.
也是上帝自己。
Salvation begins with God making the first sacrifice and ends with God making the last sacrifice.
所以救恩一开头是神做了最初的献祭，而最后也是神做了。
So first you can see there you have Abel brings an offering of a lamb to God.
然后亚伯带了一只羊献给神。
Okay, how did he know to do that?
他怎么知道要这么做呢？
His parents must have taught him.
一定是父母教给了他。
Okay, he brings a blood sacrifice.
他带来一个祭物献给神。
The necessity of a lamb.
就是必须要有一只羊。
And then in Genesis 22.
然后在创世纪二十二章。
Okay, here we have a lamb that dies for Isaac.
我们看到有一只羊为了以撒而死。
That lamb saved one man.
那只羊拯救了一个人。
Then we go to Exodus chapter 12, the Passover.
然后出埃及第十二章，我们读到逾越节的故事。
And here you see a lamb dying for one family.
我们看到那边一只羊为了全家人而死。
And the lamb protecting them from the destroyer.
这个羊就保护他们不受灭命的天使的杀害。
Then in Leviticus on the Day of Atonement.
然后在立位记，在赎罪日那一天。
Right, we find there's a lamb that dies for the whole nation of Israel.
我们看到那边有一只羊就为了整个以色列而死。
Okay.And then when we come to Isaiah 53,
然后看到以赛亚书五十三章,
we find out that this lamb's not just going to die for one nation, Israel, but for many nations.
我们看到这只羊不单单为以色列这一国而死，而是为许多国人死。
And then we come over now to the New Testament.
然后我们进到新约。
Who is this lamb?
这个羊到底是谁呢?
Well, Isaiah revealed to us that this lamb is going to be a man.
以赛亚启示我们说，这个羔羊事实上是一个男人。
But which man is going to be the lamb that's going to save us from our sin?
但是是哪一个男人会拯救我们脱离罪恶呢?
And when John the Baptist sees Jesus coming to be baptized, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
但是当施洗约翰看到耶稣来的时候，他就说："看哪。"
And he doesn't say, "Behold, the lamb that dies for one man."
他并没有说哦，为一个人死的羊。
Or for one family.
或是为一个家死的。
Or for one nation.
或是为一个国。
Or for many nations.
或是为许多国。
He says, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the whole world."
他说看哪，上帝羔羊除去全世人罪孽的。
But you see, every one of us here this morning has an important decision to make.
所以我们今天早上每个人都有一个很重要的决定要做。
Knowing that Jesus died for the sins of the whole world isn't going to save you.
只是知道耶稣为全世人的罪而死，并不能够拯救你。
And that's why we have the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8.
这就是为什么在使徒行传第八章，我们看到这个古时的太监。
You have to appropriate that salvation individually. You have to make your own decision to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
你必须自己亲自的接受。耶稣基督做你的救主，他才有功效。
Have you ever done that?
你做了这个吗？
Okay. And then in Peter, we find this lamb is for all history. There is not going to be another way of salvation ever.
然后在彼得书，我们看到这个羔羊是为人类整个历史而预备的，没有再没有任何一个献祭。
And then when we get to the book of Revelation,
然后在启示录的时候我们看到
we find the lamb seated on the throne.
我们看到这羔羊坐在宝座上。
He's in charge of the government that runs the entire universe.
他负责掌控整个宇宙的这个政权。
And it's a lamb as if he had been slain.
这个羔羊是什么呢？圣经说是被杀的羔羊。
And then finally, in chapters 21 and 22,
然后最后在启示录21-22章,
we find this lamb is for all eternity.
我们看到这个羔羊存到永永远远。
This is supernatural.
这个是一个超自然的启示。
People couldn't have put this together.
人不可能把这个汇集在一起。
It's the same story of salvation by the blood of the Lamb from Genesis to Revelation.
所以从创世纪一直到启示录，就是靠着羔羊的血得救的一个计划。
Every lamb throughout the entire Bible teaches you some truth about Jesus.
圣经上的每一只羊都告诉你有关耶稣的一些真理。
Only a God who knows everything could have put it all together.
只有知道万事的神能够把这些放在一起。
But behold, the lamb that saves us from our sins has to be perfect.
但是看哪，拯救我们的羔羊必须是完美的。
Right, every sacrificial lamb had to be without blemish.
每一个献祭的羔羊都没有瑕疵。
Isaiah reveals God's righteous servant.
以赛亚启示上帝公义的仆人。
He's righteous, he doesn't have any sin.
他自身无罪。
Okay, he's the perfect sin offering.
他是那个完美的赎罪祭。
Okay, behold, there's only one perfect, sinless, sacrificial lamb in all history.
在历史上呢，只有一位完美无罪献祭的羔羊。
In Jesus is no sin.
在耶稣里面没有罪。
Jesus did no sin.
他也没有任何的罪行。
He never sinned in word or deed.
在言语行为上都没有犯罪。
Jesus knew no sin.
圣经也说耶稣不知罪。
He never even had a sinful thought.
他从来没有罪恶的想法。
That's why he could die for the sins of the whole world.
这是为什么他可以为全世人而死。
This explains why he alone could die for every one of us.
这就解释了为什么他一个人可以为众人死。
Oh, if we only understood the value of a sinless man.
假如我们能够明白一个无罪的人的价值。
God tells us, "My righteous servant shall justify many."
以赛亚书告诉我们，有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义。
Jesus Christ the righteous, He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the whole world.
好，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
Okay, now here's how this works.
好
All right, what is that?
做法好，这是一个什么
？Okay, that's a penny, right?
这是一。
I got my big penny here, right? One penny. Now, here's the important thing. Why is that a penny?
为什么这个一分钱是一分钱呢？
Come on, why is it a penny? You believe it's a penny, right? Well, maybe not. That's a penny, right? A real penny. It's 1 cent.
Right?
Yeah, that's 1 cent. That's you and me. All right? That's what I want to see. Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. So you're 1 cent. You've been sent by God.
好，我们是一分钱，但是这个 cent, C-E-N-T, 那个 S-E-N-T 是同样发音。所以我们是蒙差遣的那一位，因为上帝差遣了我们。
Now you're going to have to help me preach at this point here, okay? I'm going to tell you why this is a penny.
好，我告诉你为什么这是一分钱。
Because somebody that had the authority to set the value set it at a penny.
因为那些有权利制定金钱的价格的人说。
That's why it's a penny.
这个值一分钱，所以它就是一分钱。
Okay? Now what's that?
这个是什么
？That's a what?It's a nickel. Okay, why is it a nickel?
这是五分钱。为什么是五分钱呢
？Why is it a nickel? I gave you the answer. Because someone who had the authority to set it as a nickel did it.
因为那些有权柄定出金钱的价格的人说这个是五分钱，所以就是五分钱。
Now, how many pennies can 1 cent can you buy with 1 nickel?
那五分钱可以买多少一分钱呢？
How many? 5. Okay, why?
为什么呢
Because somebody that had the authority to determine the value determined it.
好，因为有权利决定的人这么决定。
Okay, as simple as that.
好，非常简单。
What's that?
这是多少呢
It's a dime, okay? Why is it a dime? Come on now, preach it.
为什么十分钱呢
Why is it a dime? Because somebody that had the authority to determine it's a dime determined it. Say that. Would you? It's not that hard, is it? Is that too long for you to memorize? Okay, do it for this one. Okay. What is this? Okay, now, why is it a quarter? Preach it. Come on now. Preach it.
Somebody who has the authority to decide it said it's a quarter.
Okay, now how many of these 1 cent can I redeem with a quarter?
那二十五分可以买多少一分
？25.
二十五。
Why?
为什么 ？Somebody with authority.
Because somebody had authority to set the value, set it, and that's it. You can't argue with it. Now we come to gold. Oh, we're getting expensive stuff now, right? Gold. Okay. But here's one even better.
这是多少
？That's $1 million in gold right there.
这是100万的黄金。
How many of these 1 cent could you redeem or buy with $1 million gold coin?
那一百万的黄金可以买多少分一分钱
Come on, you're Chinese. You're good at math. 100 million, yeah, quite a bit. Why?
就是一千万，为什么呢
Come on, preach it. Why? Because someone who has the authority to set the value set it. That's it. There is no other reason. Okay. Now, right here.Okay, why could Jesus redeem every human being that will believe in him?
那为什么耶稣有能力救赎每一个要相信他的人呢
？He could buy us back for God. He could redeem us.
经上说他为了神把我们买赎回来。
Because God, who has the authority to set the value,
因为有权利决定这个价值的上帝
said if there's ever lived a perfect human being, that
假如有一个人活着了。是完全完全完美的。
That perfect human being's life would be so valuable, he could die for every sinner.
这个人的完美的生命是那么的有价值，他可以为所有有罪的人来赎罪。
Why can Jesus die for every sinner?
那为什么耶稣可以为所有的罪人
？Preach it. Because someone who had the authority to set the value of human life determine Jesus' life is so valuable, He could die for you and me.
因为那个决定人生命价值的人，决定耶稣的生命是如此的宝贵，价值那么高，他有资格为人死，而且将人买赎回来。
Are you going to be one of those up there?
你会是那群众当中的一位吗？
You can make sure.
你可以有这个确定。
Okay. We have the gospel here, the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah.
那福音是什么呢？福音就是弥赛亚的死亡、埋葬跟复活。
He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death.
弥赛亚53:9，他人使他与恶人同埋，死的时候与财主同葬。
He's numbered with transgressors. He's crucified between two thieves as a thief.
他与罪犯列入罪犯当中。
Okay, and then here's a picture of the empty tomb. There's only two places that we know. One of these two.
是他空的坟墓。
Yeah, one of the two has to be the tomb Jesus was buried in.
在以色列有两个地方，好像那个坟墓是空的。那其中一个是耶稣的坟墓。
Yeah, this is the one I think was.
但是我想是那一个。
And, it's empty. You can go see it.
好，它是空的哈，你也可以去访问。
But if you want to go to the other one, you can do that too. But one of those two for sure is the real empty tomb.
那其中一个是耶稣真正的空的坟墓。
Jesus Christ was declared with power to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead.
借着耶稣基督从死里复活，证明他是上帝的儿子。
Behold the love of God the Father and the Son.
看哪，天父与圣子之爱。
Okay, some falsely.Perceive God the Father to be cruel and abusive.
有些人对上帝的观念是错误的，他们以为上帝非常的残忍，上帝非常的这个虐待人。
It says in verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
因为在第十节说哈，耶和华却定义或者耶和华喜悦将他压伤。
Yeah, a lot of atheists like to pick up on this.
很多无神论者很喜欢挑这节经文的毛病。
And they say God is abusive.
然后说上帝是一个
tortures people.
虐待人的折磨人的。
For him to send his own son to be tortured like that, what kind
of
God is that?
受这样的折磨哈，那这样是什么上帝
？Okay, well, let's look at this.
好，我们来看一看。
Okay. Okay. Now, why did Jesus have to suffer so?
为什么耶稣要如此受苦呢？
Because it was impossible to save us any other way.
因为没有任何其他的方法。可以拯救我们。
Okay, the Father had to lay our sins on Jesus.
因为天父必须把我们的罪放在耶稣的身上。
And if he did that, he'd have to suffer.
那假如他要这么做的话呢，那耶稣就必须受苦。
But God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself.
但是上帝自己在基督里叫世人与他和好。
And this is why it's so important to understand the doctrine of the Trinity.
这就是为什么要非常清楚明白三位一体的教义。
Okay, there's an illustration of a father and a son.
好，有一个比方讲到一对父子。
Okay, and they had a very close relationship.
这对父子关系非常的亲密。
And a lot of times they would wrestle in front of the fireplace.
有时候他们会在火炉面前哈彼此来摔跤。
And they just loved each other, had great times together.
他们两个关系非常亲密哈。
Then one day, the father decides to stick his arm in the fireplace.
有一天呢，爸爸就决定要把自己的手背啊往这个火炉里面放进去。
And he burns it really bad.
把自己烧得很糟糕。
Then the father pulls out his arm.
然后爸爸把这个手拿出来。
He says, "Son, see how much I love you."
他说儿子啊，你看我多么爱你。
I'm willing to do this for you.
我愿意为你做这个事情。
Wouldn't you say, "Wow, Dad, you really do love me, don't you?"
你会说爸爸，你真的爱我。
No, you wouldn't say that.
你不会这么说，对不对？
You'd go to your friend and say, "My dad's crazy."
你会到你的朋友那边，会跟他说，哎，我爸爸很疯狂啊。
Right. So how do we reconcile a verse that says God sent His Son to suffer for us?
所以我们怎么能够去了解说神把他的儿子差遣来受罪呢？
Okay. Now, same scenario, the father and the son.
那同一个场景哈，爸爸跟儿子在玩。
They were having a great time together.
好，他们在一起玩得非常的快乐。
Then one day, the father hears this awful noise.
有一天，爸爸就听到这个很可怕的叫声。
And he turns and he sees his son is falling into the fire.
他一转头看到孩子掉到火炉里去。
And the father just instinctively jumps into the fire and pulls his son out.
爸爸基于本能很快的就跳到火炉里把儿子给救出来。
And in pulling his son out of the fire, he burns his arm really bad.
然后在把儿子救出来之后呢，他把自己的手被灼伤得很厉害。
Now he doesn't have to say a thing, does he?
他现在什么话都不用说。
They're there and they're praying, saying grace before dinner.
在吃晚饭的时候，他们一起来谢饭。
Every time his son sees that burnt arm,
每一次儿子看到爸爸这个灼伤的手背，
he would think, "Wow, my father sure does love me."
他会说，哦，我爸爸真的是很爱我。
He was willing to risk his life to save me from the fire.
他愿意冒自己生命的危险把我从火里救出来。
Well, you see, here's the problem. You and I were the children, God's children.
那我们有一个问题，就是我们都是神的孩子。
He created us.
他造了我们。
We were having a great time.
我们玩得非常快乐。
And we started doing our own thing.
开始做自己要做的事情。
And we fell into the fire.
我们就掉到这个火里面去了。
We sinned against the holy God.
好，我们冒犯了这位圣灵。
And we were on our way to hell.
我们走到地狱的路上。
And those flames were already beginning to consume our life.
那这些火焰开始已经消耗了我们的人生。
But God can't just sit by in heaven and watch us go to hell.
这上帝不可能坐在天上就看我们朝地狱的路上走。
And God the Father and God the Son decided there's no other way to save them from the fire. I will go and take their place.
所以天父跟儿子呢决定说，我们没有办法看到人往这条路上走，我去代替他们。
And here's the thing, God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself.
所以圣经说，上帝在耶稣基督里面。要使世人与自己和好。
Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." He never left me alone.
耶稣说，我跟父原为一，父从来没有离开我。
It's not just the Father sending the Son to suffer.
不单单只是天父差遣儿子来受苦。
The Father also and the Holy Spirit also came in the Son, and they suffered together. What one suffered, they all suffered.
天父跟圣灵一起进到基督的里面，当一个人受苦之后，他们整体都受苦。
Jesus came down to this earth and jumped into the fire to pull you and me out of it.
所以耶稣基督跳到这个世上，把我们从火中救出来。
Thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin.
耶和华以他为赎罪祭。
And by his knowledge, my righteous one shall justify the many.
有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义。
So Jesus had to die as a sin offering to save us from our sin.
所以耶稣当作赎罪祭，为了我们的罪而死。
But he also has to make us righteous somehow.
所以他也要使我们成为公义。
And this is the double blessing of the Lamb.
这就是羔羊的双重祝福。
Every sinner needs a sin offering.
好，每一个罪人都需要一个赎罪祭。
And every saint needs a burnt offering.
而每一个圣徒都需要一个燔祭。
And a lot of you have seen this before.
好，很多人看过我做这个比方。
Who's this?
这是谁？
What's that? Sinner. That's you, right? Yeah. That's you too, right? All right, you're not alone.Just them two? Sinners?
只是他们两个是罪人。
Everybody else here is much better than them, right? No, we're all sinners, right? We're all
sinners. 好，圣经说世人都犯了罪。
What was the only thing a sinner could do in Israel after they had sinned against the Holy God?
那在以色列，当一个人犯罪的时候，他能做什么呢？
All through the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus especially.
好，在圣经旧约里面，特别是利未记。
The sinner had to come bring a spotless lamb.
就是罪人必须带一个这个纯洁的羔羊。
And he had to put his hand on the head of the lamb and
把自己的手放在这个羊的头上。
And he confesses his sins onto the lamb.
来承认自己的罪。
This lamb's going to become his sin offering.
所以这个羊就成为他的赎罪。
Now don't blink, okay?
你不要眨眼哈。
This is how God saves a sinner.
那神就这么拯救罪人。
It happens in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
就在一瞬间发生。
As soon as you trust the lamb to take away your sin.
一旦你相信这个羔羊拿走你的罪，
God does a miracle.
上帝就做了一个神迹。
He takes the sin off you.
他把罪从你身上挪开。
Puts it on the Lamb of God.
放到这个羊的身上。
And then that lamb goes into the fire in your place.
而这个羊就会进到这个火炉里面，好代替你。
So this is you now.
所以现在你就成为洁白的。
Cleansed your sins.
罪被洗净。
Okay, God doesn't see your sin.
神就不再看你的罪孽。
But that's not enough to live a victorious life over sin.
但是单单有这个呢，不能够帮助我们过一个得胜的生活。
That's why you always have the sin offering and burnt offering always go together.
这就是为什么圣经上把赎罪祭跟燔祭两个祭物一起来讲。
So now you would bring the burnt offering.
所以现在你要带一个燔祭。
It's a symbol of giving your whole life to God.
它象征你把你的一生奉献给神。
It's a perfect symbol of you saying, I want to be your servant, God.
这就是象征你对上帝说，我愿意做你的仆人。
And now the sinner has no sin to confess.
那现在罪人没有任何的罪要来承认。
This is the burnt offering.
因为这是一个燔祭。
He comes to this one to get something.
他来到这个羊面前要获得一些东西。
And this glory here symbolizes the Holy Spirit.
那这个荣耀就象征圣灵。
He comes and he asks God, God, didn't Jesus say, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those that ask?
耶稣不是说吗？天父何等希望把圣灵给那些祈求他的人。
But see, Jesus is both the sin offering and the burnt offering.
但是耶稣本身就象征了赎罪祭，也是燔祭。
He is the Lamb for all time and all eternity.
好，他是永恒当中的这个羔羊。
Now, do you also see why you can't save yourself?
你看不看得出来为什么你没有办法自救呢？
You can't get rid of your sin.
你没有办法自己解决罪。
You can't fill yourself with the Holy Spirit.
你也没有办法自己来充满自己，好像圣灵一样。
Only God can take your sin and put it on Jesus.
好，只有上帝可以把你的罪放在耶稣身上。
And only God can take the Holy Spirit and put it in you.
也只有上帝能够把圣灵拿来充满你。
Now, if you're a Christian, you've experienced this truth.
假如你是基督徒，你已经经历了这个真理。
And you should remember a very powerful experience in your life.
你应该记得在你人生中的一个非常有意思的这个经历。
You came to give God your filthy garments of sin.
好，你把你自己污秽的衣服，好像罪，交给神。
And you came to the cross to get Christ's righteousness, didn't you?
好，你来到十字架面前来接受基督赐给你的公义。
Right, and there's a reason when we baptize you, and most churches, the early church did.
那教会为你受洗，穿上白袍是有一个原因的。
Right, you put this white robe symbolizes what? What are you putting on?
你把这个白袍穿上，这个白袍象征什么呢？
Who are you putting on?Put me on the Lord Jesus Christ.
实际上说要穿上，要披戴主耶稣基督。
And I become a servant of God.
我就成为上帝的一个仆人。
It's no longer I that live.
好，不再是我活着。
But Christ that lives in me.
而是基督在我的里面活。
Have you ever made that decision?
你做过这样的一个决定吗？
Have you ever come to the cross and asked God, please take all my sin away?Let Jesus take it away.
你曾经来到十字架面前，要求主耶稣帮你的罪洗净吗？说我知道我是一个罪人。
I want Jesus to save me from the fire.
我要耶稣把我从火中拯救出来。
Will you please give me the righteousness of Christ?
也跟耶稣讲说，可不可以把你的公义给我
？And here's the amazing thing.
那奇妙的事情就发生了。
This gospel has been preached from Genesis to Revelation.
这个福音从创世纪就一直讲到启示录。
Salvation is through the blood of the Lamb.
救恩是借着羔羊的血。
John the Baptist told us who the man was.
使徒约翰告诉我们这个人是哪一位。
It fulfills every prophecy of every lamb throughout the entire Bible.
他应验了圣经上所有关于羔羊的预言。
Have you come to the Lamb and asked him to save you?
你来到这个羔羊面前，请求他拯救你吗
？Don't wait.
不要再等候。
Don't put it off.
也不要迟延。
The fires are already burning.
因为这个火已经在烧了。
There's not much time left.
没有很多的时间给你。
But God loves us so much.
但是上帝爱我们。
That while we were yet sinners.
当我们还做罪人的时候。
Christ died for us.
基督就为我们死了。
He who knew no sin.
那不知罪的。
Where did my other one go? Oh, here it is.He who knew no sin became sin.
那一位不知罪的为我们成为罪。
For us.
为我们。
That we might become the righteousness of God.
好使我们能够成为神的公义。
In Christ.
在基督里面。
And now you become his servant.
所以你现在就可以成为了神的仆人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, your word truly is amazing.
天父，你的话语确实奇妙。
The revelation of the Lamb from Genesis to the end in Revelation is
羔羊从创世纪到启示录的启示真的是太奇妙了。
There's no way to explain it. It's supernatural.
它是超自然的，我们没有办法去解释。
Only you could have put all those details about the lamb in your Bible.
只有你自己可能把所有关于羔羊的细节放在圣经里面。
But all those hundreds of sacrifices and all those details of all those lambs.
这许许多多的献祭，还有它的细节，关于羔羊的。
They all come together in Jesus.
他们都在耶稣基督身上。
The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
在这位神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的身上实现。
And all we have to do.
我们所要做的，只是来到他的面前。
Ask Him to take away our sin.
祈求他将我们的罪孽洗净。
And give us new life through your Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵将新生命赐给我们。
We can't do it.
我们自己没有办法做完。
But you will do it for us.
但是你愿意为我们来做。
If we repent of our sins and ask you to save us.
假如我们悔改自己的罪，来请求你拯救我们。
We pray your Holy Spirit will continue to speak to each one here.
我们求主的圣灵继续对我们每个人说话。
So they experience the joy of knowing Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
直到我们经验到接受主耶稣基督成为我们救主的喜乐。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.